Magnum Godo, I'd like to develop an answer that I alluded to, but I didn't say it now in Rashi. Then it says do not touch. I don't know if it says do not touch. I didn't write it. Pachad and Gezel. Pachad and Gezel.
He said you could use it.
Okay. So we left off with a difficulty, but that's Rashi. The Rashi says that the halacha is that on the one hand, Rashi seems to say that this thing was cooked in the sun. If it was cooked in the sun, why is it automatically potter and challah? Piloso Isa, the sofos of Ganin, halacha is chayiv in chalom. Tchiloso of Ganin, the sofos of Isa, is also chayiv in chalom. So how could it possibly be that Rashi is going to learn that it's potter? So originally when we went to Rashi, we said that Rashi is working for the Shitas Harash. That the Shitas Harash is that everything is dependent on kavana. However, we got stuck in a big problem yesterday because we saw that Rashi doesn't go with the Shitas HaRash. How could Rashi not go with the Shitas HaRash? Ostensibly, at first glance, the Rashi himself asks on himself that we see that Kavana is going to be critical. Where do we see that Kavana, despite the fact that he's aware of its phenomenon that's going to become Sufganin, nevertheless, you're still Chayim and Chala. Where do we see that? The Rash asks on himself. He says, we see that when it comes to the Karban Mincha, that ultimately, at the end of the day, if that's his Kavana, the Halacha is a Yochayiv and Chala, the Bracha is going to be Amotzi. So how's Rashi going to be able to learn? This is the Rash's Kashi asks on himself. Who remembers what the Rash's Teretz is? Aside from Hashanah Gimel Boy? Who remembers what the Rash's Teretz is? Aside from Hashanah Olive Boy? Yeah, go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Yes. Over there, yeah. His original dot was that he was going to make it into an Isa.
Right, because that's the Rashi's pshat, but the Kashi is from Karbi Mincha. Karbi Mincha. What is he going to do with Karbi Mincha? What's he going to do with Karbi Mincha? Yes, Yoni.
Karbi Mincha.
What's that?
The Korban Mincha is a case where it's fried.
Oh, the Korban Mincha is not a case that it's fried, says the Rash, but the Korban Mincha is ma'afa b'tanur. Beautiful. That's how the Rash answered. So far, this is a chazara of what we did last time. So that, therefore, the Rash says you're going to be chayiv. Because over there, it wasn't sufganin. It didn't end off sufganin. It wasn't fried. If it was fried, it would be sufganin. But over here, it's not fried. Hence, it's going to be chayiv. Rabosai, does anybody need me to slow down or to clarify? Yes, Avi.
What we said yesterday about that somebody was calling on Rashi.
Right, so we left all with Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Oh, you're following. You're up to my next step. So we left all with Tzarech Iyun Gadol, but that's Rashi. How could Rashi say that we're talking about a Minchas Machvas Marcheshes? The Rashi on Lamed Zayin on the Beis had said, and Dibra Maskul Parchon. No, not Dibra Maskul Parchon. Glass was there to let us know. They did a good job. So Rashi and Ibrahim, they're right. That every time you make a mistake in Shemayim, boom, there's a... You know, the Marashal says if you make a mistake in Torah, Ziyuf HaTorah is a terrible, terrible thing. I'm not going to tell you what the Marashal says if someone... The Ziyuf HaTorah, but there he's talking about Ziyuf HaTorah, amazing. But I daven every day before I come into Shir, I say the Yiratzon, when I'm really nervous, I say it lots of times. And what's one of the things that you say? And the only right you have to continue on is if you corrected your mistakes. So there they sent us. Okay. Tani Allah, Rashi says, it wasn't Dibar Maskul Parchan, so Dibar Maskul Tani Allah. Rashi says, we're talking about Minchas Machbas and Marcheshes. So we were stuck with Mamanusha. We're stuck in Rashi, and the problem that we're stuck with Rashi is like this. I think, Ben, we might need for down on the bottom the microphone. What? They brought it back already. So the problem is that the Minchas Machbas and Marcheshes is the Ukimta. If the Minchas Machbas and Marcheshes, then Rashi can't learn like the Rash. Yet at the same time, Rashi doesn't seem to learn like Tosfos, who says that the tzibur of our Gemara was Tchilaso Sufganin Visofo Sufganin. That was the Tzarech Iyun Gadol that we had left off of. So I sent him away right when he got the punchline. So then, they say that the Ravid and the Ramban always, the Ravid and the Baal Mor always used to disagree. The Ravid was actually Chavrusas for one time at one time with the Baal Mor, and the way they scream at each other is wild. So there's only one time, there are a couple times in Shas that the Ravid agrees with the Baal Mor. So the Ravid writes, Gonuv hu me'iti. He's right because he stole it from me. That was the pshat that I said. So Ben said a beautiful pshat, and on this I say, Gonuv hu me'iti. The truth is, Ben, I already planted the idea in your head. Now, if somebody could tell me here how Ben stole it from me, but Ben used it as a yisha, it's fantastic. Ben wanted to say the following. And you can tell me how he stole it from me. You stole it from me. Your pshat, I think, I realized afterwards that it's Gonuv hu me'iti. So it's gevalde. So Ben wants to say like this. He wants to say that the answer in Rashi lies in the fact that Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil L'Tani Allah said Kishehein Afuyos. Rabosai, how did Tosus learn the Michas Machlas Amarcheshes if it falls in the category of Bishul or Afia? How does Tosus learn? Yes, Eitan, thank you. It's Bishul, very good. What does Ben want to say? Rashi never said Bishul. That's what Ben wants to point out. Rashi never said Bishul, right? What did Rashi say Ben wants to claim? All right, Michal doesn't like it. Another cover is wonderful. So he says like this. He says that Rashi didn't hold as a did Bishul at all. Michal's going crazy in the seat. All right, we'll let him get upset. That's good. So then he said, "It's not considered official." What did Rashi say? Rashi said it's afuyos. Now, for example, I want to dramatize again the Tosfos since we've discussed halach lemaisa. Do we view pan fried as being bishul or baked? It's not so pashut that it's Bishul. That was a big chiddush in Tosfos. The Magen Avraham ran with it, and we still got to figure out halacha lemaisa about all this. So that's what emerges. What emerges is that Tosfos understood it's Bishul. Rashi, Ben claims, holds off for you. Rabosai, why do I say it's Gonuv hu me'iti? When we started that Sunday, when we got stuck, I said what Ben said in Rashi, and I added Ben to what you had said. I only remembered afterwards that if you take a look in Menachos Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, the Gemara there Beferish describes a Machvas as Afui. That's what it means. We pointed out that that's the Gemara. Beautiful, Ben. So Ben wants to say that's the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi's not going with the Shitas Harash. A lot at stake over here. What happens if a person's kavane is sofo sufganin? Is it going to be pater chayiv? If the answer is it's going to be, according to Rashi, still chayiv. However, over here, in our case, Rashi learns that we're not talking about something that's cooked. Rashi learns that it's going to be baked. What was the whole kasha that the Rash had asked on himself? I'm sorry. Let me paraphrase again. Rashi can learn like the Rashi's pshat, that's all dependent on a person's kavana. Again, Rashi could learn like the Rashi, it's entirely dependent on a person's kavana. The Rashi asked on himself, he said, but a carbon mincha, his kavana was to make it sufganin, yet it's still potter. That assumption that Bishul B'Shemen is considered sufganin, Rashi rejected, Ben points out. He calls it offoy. Tosfos learned it's considered Bishul. Happens to be Tosfos even learned it Midas Rashi as being Bishul. But who says Rashi also? Vashtate Rashi. What does it say in Rashi? Rashi says Afuyos. That's all Rashi said. Rashi only said Afuyos. If Rashi's talking about Afuyos, so then in such a case, only Afuyos and not Bishul. Rashi doesn't consider Karben Mincha Bishul. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha from Karben Mincha falls away. The Rash, seven lines from the end, Chalat Aleph Hey, had asked from Karben Mincha. Then you see if his Kavana was Sofu Sufganin, because he's going to cook it in the oil, you still Chayiv in Amotzi, you still Chayiv in Chala. It's all right, we don't take Kavana into account. That's only because the Rash, assumed by Tosfos, that Karben Mincha is considered Bishul. Mechitesi is right. Mechitesi, that assumption of the Rash is correct. Rashi learns it's Afui, and we add that that's a Gemara Menachas Ayin Ayim and Aleph. That's how we started out. That's a Ben. I take credit. I take 1% of credit for your teretz because I planted in your head that's Afuyos. The Rashi holds that's Afuyos. So then, and that's a Gemara Menachas Ayin Ayim and Aleph calls it Afuyos. Tosas Bios went against that Gemara. Those guys went that against the Gemara. The Rash went against the Gemara. Maybe they have another Gemara that they're going with. But Rashi himself then points out, didn't say, Bishul, you still bothered, Michal? Go ahead, fire away. This is not our agenda for today, our primary agenda. This was a Tzarchi and Gadol, but I left this off. Tzarchi and Gadol.
In Chavisa.
Some guys told me they weren't able to sleep last night. That's why a few guys came late. Everyone so I get the stomach was because of, aside from shoulder injuries, they're probably in a stance because they were bothered by this question most of the night. Yeah, go ahead, Michal.
In Tosha Girando, he says, oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Eichomar, the Eich Medale, Rav Yosef, Purim and Achos, the Purim Chavitza. How do you compare them? Because Purim and Achos are cooked. The Purim and Achos are cooked.
Oh, so how do you have the whole Dimyon all together? What's the Dimyon in the Gemara? So I asked Ben, I asked that Ben that question yesterday, and we looked back, and we had a Mahalach come over afterwards, and you'll see. It's a good question. But we had an answer to that. Yesterday I asked, that's exactly that question I asked Ben yesterday when he told this to me. It's the exact question I asked, and he defended himself decently. When we look back towards Rabbi Yonah, I think it will work. It's a good shot. It's a good shot. Is that MS at the end of the day? I don't know, but... Okay, so now what we have, Rabosai, is we have fundamentally who could summarize three coherent shitas in our sugya of why it is that Lechem HaAsui Lekutach is going to be... Why it is that Lechem HaAsui Lekutach is going to be Chayiv and Chalif it's Ke'ovin and Potter if it's Kelimudin. Now we're going to summarize. Now the truth is we never summarize this entirely. Maybe it's kedai even to use the board, but Thursday we're always pressed for time. So you bear with me. Someone here be the board. Someone take good notes. On the top, you're going to write, the chart will say like this. Lechem ha'asui lekutach. That's what it says on the chart. The top of the chart is lechem ha'asui lekutach. On the right side of the chart, you have three shitas. Rash is the hardest. Rashi is the best. He's the hardest. Tosfos, Rash, and Rashi. That's how your chart goes down on the right side. Okay, so let's start. Tosfos. Why is Lechem HaAsui Lekutach going to be Chayiv Kechal if it's Ka'ovin, but if it's Lemudin, it's going to be Potur? Yes, Abi?
So for the Ka'ovin, because it goes like that Mishnah that you brought up, Tefila so Isa and Sofo Isa, right? And for the Sufganin, like when Marsha had defined it, he's saying it must be that if not like Rashi.
Good. So let me. Sometimes too many. You should know, Mirtzah Shem, you become a Rebbe one day. Too many words is very confusing for guys. So let's keep it to a minimal amount of words as possible. Lechem ha'osui lekutach. The halacha is that you're chayiv in chala because it's Tefila so Isa. Period. Okay. Rabosai, what did we? You tell me, I'm asking you a question. We were ever Masbir according to Rashi? Why, if it's... You did Yatzadik, stand up. Why would it be that according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, if it's Limudim, it's going to be Potur? Why would it be if it's Limudim, it's Potur? Why would it be according to Tosfos, if it's Limudim, it's Potur? Were we ever Masbir? Yes, Avram? Oh, very good. That Lechura, according to Marsha, this is going to be very important. So according to Tosfos, you would put, in our category, what we have, when you put Lechem HaAsui Lekutach, so you have Lechem HaAsui Lekutach that's going across, you have over here Tosfos Rashi, and over here you have one side which is Ka'ovin, the other side which is Limudin. Ka'avin is going to be Chayim and Chala. Why, according to Tosas, coming down one? The reason is because Tchilas Oisa. That, by definition, is Chayim and Chala. What about if it's Limudin? What's the halacha? Why are you going to be Potter? Says the Marsha, you have to learn that it's talking about that it was Tchilas Sufganim and Sofo Sufganim. So you would put by Tosas Marsha in this box say Tchilasos of Gartzos Gadin and Avram Solomon's. Why? Because I don't know if the Marsha is explicit, but it's the Marsha according to Avram. The Seder. That is the Shita of that's the Shita of Tesis. What's the Shita of the Rash? You have Keovin, the Rash says, is going to be Chayiv. Why is Keovin going to be Chayiv, Rabosai? It's only a Gzeira. The Chura, I'm right, no? The Rash says that really, if it's Bechama, and his Das was, that it should end up as Sufganin, it's going to be Potur. Aye, how are you going to be Masbir this Gemara? It looks so much like Chala, it came out so much like Chala. So, since it came out so much like Chala, we make a Gzera. Where am I getting this from? The Rash. Let's take a look. For those of you who want to see it in chapter and verse, the Rash said like this. Va'od. Umi Unira. Let's start again from the three lines before the wife. Umi Unira Disa Gemura Nami Potter. Full fledged Disa is also Potter. Because of Lechem Asi Lechudach. Why is it potur? He says two lines into the why. The Rash says, "Upir sham mikutris asik kudash nefer bechanikav and rucha goloi adaita the mukavas guzgos knows goloi adaita lechem asuya." His das is megala that he was doing it as lechem. Alma, skipping down, he brings a ride from Oed Katan for limudin. Alma afagat nushas gilgal kasi chiyuv kala kivon de gilgal adaito leefos bechama. Since his sof adas is to cook it in the sun, miftura, it's going to be potter. Being in the sun is potter. Being in the sun is potter because it's not the normal derech to bake the bread. Being in the sun by definition is potter. Aye, the Gemara said that Ka'ovin is Chayiv. What's the answer? When the Gemara says Ka'ovin is Chayiv, the Gemara is talking about what? The Gemara is talking about Gzeira, says the Rash. He says that it looks so much like real Chalot and Gzeira. Okay? So the Halach is, the Rash holds that Elechem also the Kutach Nikur Dedina is Potter from Chalot. Potter, Gansim Potter. However, it's a Gzeira, and why is it Potter? Because his Das is Lechama. Once his Das is Lechama, so that's already by definition Sufganin. That's like Sufganin. It's a little bit of a Chidush. That's how he learns. And what's the reason that Ka'ovin is going to be what? Ka'ovin is going to be Chayiv? It's a Gzeira because it looks too much like Chalav. This is opinion number two, the Shita of the Rash, which was V'hameiv in Yavin, once upon a time, what we thought was Shita's Rashi. Finally, what's the Emes in Rashi? The Emes in Rashi is that Rashi holds that Bechama is going to be Potter. Why is Bechama Potter? Exactly like the Rash. Why is Bechama Potter? Because as Besov Sufgan, and that's going to be his Das. Rashi is also going to go with Das. And he's learning like the Rash. But, as I developed last time, Rashi's not bothered, what I mean last time, 7 minutes ago, Rashi's not bothered by the Rashi's Kasha from Karban Menachos. So really, the truth is, the chart is a pretty much of a boring chart, in the sense that it's really not three Shitas, it's really two Shitas, but even though the answer of the Rash from Karban Mincha will not apply to Rashi, Rashi's not bothered by the Kasha from in the first place. So it's really two Shitas. It's really two Shitas. Except we explain the Rash says a big Chiddush in Karban Mincha that Rashi doesn't need to go with, which the Chura I want to argue, the 1% that I gave Ben, is that Mefurish in the Gemara Menachos, Ayin Ayim Adal, there's a Din Ofui, and Tosfos, for some reason, held that's a Din Bishul. Ad Kan Chazara. Except that we just, with Ben's terrors. Ad Kan is Chazara, and the Tanel's Chazara. Okay. Now, let's learn a little bit. Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
When it's made under the Chama, does that mean it's been given Din Bishul?
It's Din Sufganin. That's the Chiddush. Din Sufganin. What exactly is the Hagdara of what Chama does? Excellent question. Maybe we'll discuss next week. Avram?
Yeah.
According to the Rash, does it get a bracha? You mean because it's only a gzera?
Yeah.
The answer is, if it's a gzera midrabanan, then yes, then you make a midra bracha on that as well. Yes.
What would the Rash say about the Yehudim? Because the gzera of Torah should apply because of the word of bread.
That's right, exactly. The Mudim is Potter. The Mudim is Potter, yes.
Rashi, though, if he's...
Really, or in a little bit more. Really, Be'etzem, everything is Limudim. Chama is Potter. But it Ka'adim looks so much like Chala Yechayv, yes.
According to Rashi, though, if we're using Ben's Teres, then we're saying that frying is in Afoy, then that would mean that this would be a case then of where it should be Pater from should be Chayv and Chala, and if that would mean that all these cases of frying, according to Rashi,
are gonna be Chayv,
but we're saying they're Pater, aren't we?
We are saying
they're Pater
that when they're fried. No, Hafuch. We're saying that it's not Mafkir. It's not Mafkir the Shem Lechem. It's awful. It's mamish lechem.
Okay. And then the chama.
You'll do the cheshbon Aaron and you'll get it.
But here's the whole.
With us, it's just all the chala that's at stake. You have the avodas hamigdash b'fnayu b'fnim that's at stake. So you got to do a good chazar on it.
So the chama doesn't have the same din as the tigun.
What's that?
So the chama does not have the same din as the tigun according to Rashi.
That's right. Chama and tigun, correct. That's a crunch. Chama and tigun are two different things. Yes, Michal.
So if you'll submit the rabbanan, then if someone was making a bracha on chala, then he couldn't pater someone.
Exactly. Correct. Possibly. That's a shailin itself. Could the rabbanan pater the raisa? That's a big sugya. Who knows the sugya bracha? Good. Let's take a look now at Rabbeinu Yonah. Lechem also the kutach pater. Let's take a look. Now we're going to go slow, Rabbosai. Why I go fast? Because up until now it was basically Chazara and Tzarech Yun Gadol. If you couldn't sleep last night, then you'd be able to follow. And if it didn't bother you, so then... But now we'll go slowly. Lechem also the Kuta. Do it slowly but well. In other words, we're not going to go slow. We're just going to... Methodically. That's the word. Pirush. Yosef, you hear me over there? Yosef hears me? Yosef Gross, you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Lechem also the Kuta Potter. Pirush. Achar shaloshin es ha'isa manitinos l'shemesh ad shenefes shom. V'achar kach osim imenu murius im shar dvarim al yidei shemecharachin oitzoi oi ma'arvin osa kimo shehu. So they cook it in the sun and then they make it murius ulefichach potu l'mechala mipnei shenaf nefes l'shemesh. It's exempt from chala because it's being baked in the sun. But when you make it thick, Gomar kikoros gedolos, if you make it into large pieces of bread, then chayeves, then halach is ain't going to be chayev. Yim tomar. Okay, Rabbosai, so far, this is very similar to what we've seen up until now in Rashi. Asks Rabbeinu Yonah, Yim tomar, ki vanshe nefes l'chamo, amai chayeves. If it's baked in the sun, why are you going to be chayev? Rabbosai, what is Rabbeinu Yonah bothered by? Before he brings a riot, structurally, what's he bothered by? What's Rabbeinu Yonah asking? Yes, Abi?
Something that's bread that's not cooked in the proper derech of cooking bread should always be putter.
We're assuming, the Rash assumed this way, that sun... That's not kederach. It's something like sufkan, and it's not chayiv and chala. If that's so why is ka'av and chayiv? That's the Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha. V'amrina b'psachim. By the way, this assumption in the Rash that kechama is like sufganim will be borne out from the Gemara in Psachim that he's about to quote. V'amrina b'psachim hadumshanim v'askritin v'asufkan, and these are all these good tasting jelly donuts and so on. Durim minachala, v'amrina nalar of shim and lakish savar, kemaise chamahava upturim. This year's Purim song, Ben has to have something with sufganim in it.
Okay.
you gotta come up with something. Okay.
Every
it also works out. It's in Hanukkah time and so on, so it works out.
Every
it works out well. So what does the Gemara in Pesachim say? Nah, you gotta choose a new song. Now, Moshneni Acharecha still has to have the pasuk in Shir Hashirim to it every once in a while. So the Gemara Pesachim on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara Pesachim Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph says what? The Gemara says that Sufganin is potter from Chala. Why? Because it's like Chama. So by the way, from over here you see where the Rash got this idea from. That in those days, cooking in the sun was something like jelly donuts. Why? How? I don't know. And frankly, sorry to be so blunt, I'm not that interested. I don't really care. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says the Chama and Sufganin is the same thing. Might be important. The truth is, might be important halacha l'maisa. But for now, for our purposes, in terms of getting the structure, the Gemara equates Sufganin and Chama. Okay? Asks Rabbeinu Yonah, how could it possibly be that Kilimudin is Potur, Baka Oven is Chayiv? If it's Bechama, everything should be Potur. Okay? The Rash, of course, answered that question by saying, it's in Xero. That's how the Rash learned. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to say something different. V'yesh lomar. D'chi yamim d'maise chama potur, zeu kishenefa b'chama, v'aso k'mo shederech lasos, masha ofim l'chama. Avo kishesso, k'ochin, kishar pas ta'alma, nefa b'tanur, lo da'inin le k'maise chama v'chayiv. What's the terence of the Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say like what we saw in the Rash, that it's a gzeira. Rather, how does he learn? He learns like this. He says that the vart is that you're chayiv and chala when you make it ka'ovim. Mi'ikur d'dina. Why is it chayiv k'chala mi'ikur d'dina?
Jenna's not here.
Why is it chayiv and chala mi'ikur d'dina? Why is it chayiv and chala? Like this. This is the pshat. Chama is patur when it changes the chalosa of the pas. Why is chama patur, claims Rabbeinu Yonah? The reason why chama is patur is because the pas is going to be a different form of pas. It's going to be a jelly donut. But what happens if it doesn't end up that way? Then you still chayiv. It's not that chama is a patur by nature. Chama is mafkia. No! Chama makes it a difference in the chalos. And where there's no difference in the chalos, then halach is a yachayiv. Halach is a yachayiv. That's why you're going to be chayiv over here. That's why you're going to be chayiv. Rabosai, could anybody say it in Lomdus? What would machlokis between the Rash and Rabbeinu Yonah be? The Rash holds it's only a zera. Mikur didina chama always makes you chayiv. Right? But Rabbeinu Yonah always makes you potter, excuse me. Racham always makes you potter. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it depends how it's going to end up. So what's the machlokis? What's machlokis? Here is a classic case of good lomdos. Here Daniel H. is an example where you can even translate the words, but to be introduced to lomdosh terminology is very, very helpful. It's very helpful in terms of learning how to categorize the din. So how would you categorize this din? I'm actually looking for well-known yeshiva cliche words, not gavrochetz, but you could use these words here accurately. Sometimes the cliche is not appropriate, but here the cliche is very appropriate. Everybody should know these lomdisha terms. If you go to Iyun Shir anywhere, then they'll. Eventually, they're going to use these terms. Now it's a great time to introduce you to the terms. By the way, when I prepared this, I didn't even prepare to say this. This is 101. This is mamish. This is basics that Beis Hashem will be in your sleep. What would be the terms? I'm looking for a very specific. I'm looking for a famous term, a famous hakira. If you don't have a famous hakir, you're fine. You might be Amnib Shap, but I'm looking for a very specific set of Lomdisha terminology. Go ahead, Michal.
Are you looking for Ulos and Tzias?
Okay, I'm looking for something more than that. By the way, the Shana Gimel guys, I see, have really developed an understanding of lambdas. They're saying chaburas, and many of them are really saying, they're showing, they're knowing how they've imbibed the Derech HaYeshivas and how to say, that's not the only thing that's important in learning, but that's one of the things that are very, that's very, very important in learning. Rabosai, the terminology is called, anybody else, just scream out. Scream. See, very good, Avrami. See, I told you. Siba or Simen? Is Chama a Siba, a reason that you're going to be Potter, or a Siman that you're Potter? Okay? What does that mean? By definition, does a Chama make you Mafkia from Chala? The Siba's Haptur is the Bishul B'Chama. Bishul B'Chama is Mafkia, the din Chala. That's the opinion of the Rash. And therefore, once you're B'Chama, you're making the din of Potter, even if it's Ka'ovin. It's the Siba. Siba, I'll explain to you in a moment. First, let me say the machlokas in words, and then I'll explain to you how it fits into the ideas of what the word Siba, Simon were. Or, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah is Chama is not the Siba's Haptur. In the Gemara and Pesachim, Chama doesn't make you Potter. It's a simen when you cook b'chama that it's not going to be the regular challah. That's the way it normally works. The Gemara put them together with Sufganin according to Rabbeinu Yonah because it comes out generally like Sufganin. But what happens if that simen is not true? Every once in a while, someone managed. Look, think about someone who tries to cook in the sun today. 85% of the time, it won't come out like the tanur. But 50% of the time it will. So what happens? Is Bishul B'Chama a Siba that you're Potter? It's Mafkiyah. Maybe even in the Derech Bishul Vamevin Yavin. Or is the Pshat that when you're Bivashul B'Chama, so then it's a Simen that it's going to come out differently. It's a different type of bread. If it's a different type of bread, so then you're going to be Potter. But what happens if it comes out Ka'ovin? It comes out really good? So then in such a case, you're going to be chayim. This is a classic set of terminology, Siba and Simen. Siba means that it's the what we learned as the din is the rationale of the din itself. Like Chama is the rationale. Chama is the poter. Or no, Chama is just a Simen for something else. But not every case is automatically going to fall into that patur. Siba, Simen, Beis Hashem, you'll never forget that, and you'll use it with your Talmidim as well. This is a very famous way of looking at things. I think it's very appropriate over here. Yes, Eitan.
Just a question that I have. If it's limudin, would it still get amotzi lachem?
If it's limudin,
yeah.
So then in such a case, it would get amotzi according. Oh, what bracha are you going to get? Great question. I don't want to discuss now. Yes, we will, Bezer.
Is it a stretch to say that the Rabbeinu Yonah would hold that on the mudim that are baked in an oven, they would also be putter from challah?
I don't know. I understand what you're driving at. I don't know. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yaakov Omer. So Ad Kan Dere Rabbeinu Yonah. Who would you say this pshat is going in? This pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah. Who will this fit smoothly in?
Rashi.
Beautiful, lady. It would fit smoothly in Rashi. Once it's all written up, Bezer Hashem, next week. All written up. In Rashi, beautiful. By the way, those Talmidim that are not taking notes, remember what I said from the Sfas Emes, with Talmud Obiyado. He spent all his time working on it. He spent hours and hours and hours. No one remembers all this. I did the Sugi in the Kol Elyon. I don't remember one. I have notes. You see, right on the side of my Gemara, you had the photocopy. I have notes. I didn't remember very much from the sugya at all. Not only that, it is the third time I'm teaching. I skipped it the first two times. I was so scared to death of it. It's okay to be scared. That's normal. With a healthy range, it's normal. But there's no way a person could remember all this. The Rash and the Chesh B'Shakotari, the Dimyum, Ashrei Mishabat Talmud Abiyot. If you don't have a notebook, it's going to come. It's an Israel experience. That's what you're learning. It's just an Israel experience. If you don't have a notebook, that's all it is. I'm sorry if I'm being tough. Today's Thursday again, so someone's going to remind me. But that's, I have to say it the way it is. In my generation, Everybody came with a pen and a notebook to shir. I told you beforehand that Rabbi Yaakov Shurkin held you're not supposed to take notes in shir. But it was an assumption. It was when you, everybody was taking notes. That was an assumption. There were some boys whose notebooks were better. Some boys were worse. In those days, there were people also were out of it. The generation wasn't any better than today. But it was a hanacha that you were going to start. That you were going to start with a notebook. It was unheard of not to take notes. There's no way you could remember all this and hold on to this. And if there's no, you have the greatest incentive. The Sfas Emes says that on the Bechina, you're gonna be able to say, wait a second, I was chazan over my mom last night. I think Mamish the drama is very appropriate. You say to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait a second, I have to get my notes. Let's see, what year was it? Tav Shinayin Gimel, Ketz and Mevarchin, turn to the page. Oh, I missed Shia that day. you open up in the notebook and it's right there. You're allowed to. Everything else, you're all on your own. Whatever you remembered, I don't know what mental state it is. When you're 50, 80, I don't know how it is, but that's a person, that's what he retains. What he was miskayim, which we saw in the Nevesh HaChayim, that depends on a person's Yerushalayim, how much he's miskayim. But your notebook, could very well be that the notebook, even if there were out to Yerushalayim, you weren't zofet the miskayim, your notebook stays with you. Okay, yes.
What does Rabbeinu Yonah do with the Mishnah?
I can't overemphasize it, yeah. What's Rabbeinu Yonah going to do with the Mishnah?
He asks from the opposite way that Tosfos asks from. Tosfos asks and
Daz Rashi. So therefore the halacha is that you're chayiv. So the Mishnah is talking about Bishul B'chama. Normally it doesn't end up that way. Normally it ends up something like Sufkan. That's what the Mishnah is talking about.
And why did Tosfos ask and Daz Rashi ask Rabbeinu Yonah's kashya? He has one with Patur.
That's for you to say, Shira. Any question? Let's continue on and tell us if you'll have a notebook. Rabbeinu Yaakov Omer. By the way, I want to speak about you'll have a notebook. We have the Shiurim of Rab Chaim and Volozhin from Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. I want to bring out that the notebook is critical not just for you and I, the average Joes. It's critical for the big Gedolei Torah. Reb Chaim took notes when he was in Volozhin of his shiurim. A lot of Reb Chaim's writings were entirely lost. We lost Reb Chaim. We don't have much from Reb Chaim. However, we do have Reb Chaim above Kam, above Metzia, above Basra. Because, by the way, how did they learn in Volozhin? Yeshiva Shem Masechtas, every Masechta, Brachas till Nida. They finish Shas every. Mamish fits in what we discussed with Ben this morning. I think they finished Shas in Volozhin about every 20-25 years. They used to do, and they would go from cover to cover. And they did 60-70 block B'Iyun every year, if not more. Okay, so now in the Skat Noedoros, we're doing 10 Davin B'Iyun, but not 2, not 3. Lean Eder. So, do a whole Tchum. So, Reb Chaim had Reb Chaim's notebook. Reb Chaim had his own notebook from Volozhin, the Yeshiva Volozhin closed, and then when his son, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, started saying Shir, this is Reb Soloveitchik from America's father, when he started saying Shir in Europe, the boys, already in those days, they were learning Nezikin and Nashim. And he said to his father, he complained to his father, he said, Dad, you learned with me all the far-fetched stuff, but the classic Yeshivish stuff, I didn't learn with you so much. He seemed to have known it, but he didn't have his father's Shirim, and everybody wanted to hear Reb Chaim's Torah. There's a tremendous bikush for Reb Chaim's Torah. So he said to his father said, "Ah, I have an idea. I have my notebook from my Shirim in Volozhin," and he gave it to him. And then it was saved from the Holocaust because it was Reb Soloveitchik took it with him to America when he left. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik took it with him to America, and that's why it was printed Reb Chaim's notebook. You see, but the other stuff from Reb Chaim, we only have the stuff that Reb Chaim wrote down. Reb Chaim didn't write down. And when you get it from the Talmidim's Talmidim, it's unreliable. It's unreliable. And Yirtzeh Hashem, your grandchildren are going to want to know how you said it. They're not going to want to know how your son said it to his Talmud, who then said it. They're going to want to know how you said it. They're going to want your notebook from your Shana Bet in the Tivaryeh. I'm serious. I'm very serious. They'll realize you are only Shana Bet. They'll realize that for sure. But at the end of the day, they're going to want your notebook. Okay, this is the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Yaakov Omer Shiesh Lechalek Bein Dover Sheplilaso Abel Dover Sheplilaso Rakov. There's a distinction between something that started off thick and something that started off thin. Shedover Sheplilaso Rakov Potter Min Achalek. If it starts off thin, then it's Potter from Chalek. Vuhu Shalonef Ibitan Nur Achar Kach. And that applies, therefore, to those things that are baked in the oven afterwards. Avol dover shebulaso avol chayim bechalav. Avol pishlo neves matayim b'shar pasal filo hachli chayov chayiv kivin shenasa b'lo av mitchila. This is the way we're familiar with Rabbeinu Tam. He calls him Rabbeinu Yaakov. Of course, Rabbeinu Tam was not, he wasn't named Tom. He was named Yaakov. He became known as Tam because Yaakov ish Tam Yoshev Olam.
That became known.
I mentioned to you in the past that one of the most moving movie moments is the movie that was made by Beryl Wine, which is about Rashi. Everybody's highly recommended viewing. Beryl Wine has put out animated movies of both Rashi and the Rambam, and so I cried at the end of the movie. The end of the movie is Rashi. It's about Rashi's life. And then it has, there are shadows of the Crusades. Rashi passed away right before the Crusades really began in earnest. And there's already, when Rashi passed away, it began, that was when the Christian oppression in France really, really began, right around when Rashi passes away. So there are the shadows of the destruction. By the way, the Jewish community, you read the numbers of how many were killed in the Crusades, it sounds like nothing compared to the Holocaust. How many Jews were killed in the Crusades? 50,000. But you should realize that the Jewish population in general in Europe at the time was much less than the population in Europe before World War II. So there's a tremendous amount of Jewish Judaism that was destroyed during the Crusades as well. Many of Rashi's Talmidim, as well as some of Rashi's grandchildren and granddaughters, were killed in the Crusades. Anyhow, the movie ends with sort of the shadows of the Crusades marching, beginning to march. But the last scene is not that. The last scene is that there's a little boy sitting on Rashi's lap, and his name is Yaakov, and he's saying, "Zaidi, why is it like this? Why is it like this?" And he's grabbing his grandfather's beard. And so Rashi says, "Yaakov, calm down. He says, first you have to listen a little. And one day, after you listen to me for a long time, you're going to disagree with me, and you're going to be right some of the times, and sometimes you're going to be wrong. But listen a little, Yaakov. Listen a little, Yaakov." And that's how the movie ends, with Yaakov sitting on his lap, which represents the Hemshech of the Shalshelas HaMasorah. That's what we're right here. That's what's going on over here. That's what Rabbeinu Yaakov is doing. He's disagreeing with Rashi. Rabbeinu Yaakov Omer Sheish Lechalik Bin Dover Sheblasa Avla Dover Sheblasa Raka Shedover Sheblasa Raka Pturim Min Achala. He says no to the Zayda. You're wrong. Umevi Raya Midarina Mimesech Eschala Tchilasa Isa Vesofa Sufkan Tchilasa Sufkan Sofa Isa Chayeves Achetei Tchilasa Vesofa Sufkan Tchilasa Isa Klomar Im Gilgel Osa Mitchilasa Ava Kimoshar Isas Ulipsof afa osa beilfis b'shemno b'shar mashin ke'ein afuyus asufkanin v'tchiloso sufkan shegloso rak v'chalolin ke'ein asful v'sofo isa. This is all straightforward. We know this already. Shenefis b'tanur k'shar isas chayavos sheba'achas me'emis chayavos v'chalol. All he did just now was describe either tchiloso isa v'sofo sufkanin or tchiloso sufkanin v'sofo isa. V'hu adin. And now he adds what we saw also. Im afa beilfis. If it was baked in a pan. Notice, by the way, the word baked. It was baked in a pan, shechayeves, that it's chayev. V'hu sha'afa b'lo shemashke. But only if there's no oil inside. By the way, here we see another shita. What other shita do we see over here? Another opinion that holds that pan fried would be mevusha. Aval im afa b'mashke patur David chilasa sufkan v'sofa sufkan upatur, and then it's going to be exempt. V'achim mashma b'Yerushalmi digar sin hasam amr b'shimen lakish kol shahar over tachtei nechay b'chal v'im v'varchna la'amotzi Am Rabbi Yochanan bevadai de masha. Al kishet chilas of ganim. Shebi lasa rakos osan shenavas beilfas. Ay de masha mas of ganim p'tura. Period. So the Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Rabbeinu Yankiv disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says that the Zayde Rashi is wrong. It's not dependent on Bishul Bechamla, but what's it dependent on? Tchilasa Visofa. If it's Tchilasa Isa, then it's going to be Chayiv. If it's Tchilasa Isa, it's going to be Chayiv. But otherwise, what's the halacha? It's going to be Tchilasa Visofa Sufgan, it's going to be Patur. Another reason it's going to be potter is if it's cooked. And when did our Gemara say the Gemara in Psachim? That's going to be an important point. When did the Gemara in Psachim say Chama is going to be potter? That's only when it started Chilasa Sufganim. Here, the Rabbeinu Yonah puts together Tchilasa Sufganin with a thin batter. If we're talking about a thin batter, so then in such a case, by definition, it's considered Tchilasa Sufganin. But you're not going to be potter automatically. You also need Sofo Sufganin that it's cooked in the sun. V'nefes Bechamel. Dehav alei Tchilasa Sofo Sufganin ulefichach potter. So here he argues on his grandfather, and he says, no! Rashi already told it to him, as expressed in Beryl Wine's movie. He already said you could agree with me. If you go through the sugya, you'll be able to disagree with me. Okay? So far, this presentation of Rabbeinu Yonah of Rabbeinu Tam is very similar to what we've seen up until now in Rabbeinu Tam. Correct? No big chidushim yet. However, don't rest on your laurels, because even though it seems to be the same thing, every once in a while they say, oh yeah, I read this before, this sheet, this Rabbeinu Tam. So far, so good, right? This we understand. It fits into our chart beautifully. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi. This fits in beautifully in the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's continue. Now, I'd like to call on someone to read. In my edition, in the olden edition, I can't say Rabbeinu Tam's edition, but in the old edition, three lines from the bottom. Go ahead, A.B., read loud, though, okay? Because you're
from Vim Tomar?
Vim Tomar, yeah.
Vim Tomar afilu kishelo asa ke'avin amai pator, she'arei ha'isa b'lilasa ava mitachila yesh lomar
she'avin. Oh, wait, A.B., go ahead, spell out the kasha.
So, if you want to say that even when it wasn't when it wasn't made into ke'avin, so why is it patur? So why is the limudin patur? Because shehari ha'isa blilasa ava mitachila.
Whoa! You're saying his kasha is why is blilasa? Why is it that limudin is patur? That's the kasha. Is the kasha limudin or is the kasha
oven? You didn't make it into ke'oven. Afilu kishelo asa ke'oven.
So let's take away the double negatives. Try to speak as clearly as possible.
Okay, so if you want to say that even when you didn't make it into, even when you made it into ke'oven, no. Even when you didn't make it,
I'll give you a chance. Think it through. You see, you shouldn't have rushed, A.B. You're learning beautifully. Don't rush.
It says kishelo
asa ke'avin.
Maybe it's my fault. You didn't make it into
ke'avin.
You didn't make it into ke'avin.
So what's the kasha? Bottom line, what's Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha?
Why is something that is not made into this roll going to be putter?
Now say it with understanding.
If it depends on how the batter was.
Good.
If it depends on, how the batter was, then why is something that's not it was originally a batter, like a thick batter, and even if it didn't come out, as this, you know, let's can I say limudin?
You could say whatever you want. Just make sure it's right.
Okay, so
yeah,
it was. Let's say if you're going to say it depends on the batter, then why,
it's not,
why
is
does
it,
the, why
is it
does
clear,
the
end you know matter? What, Amy? Is it clear on your mind?
Yeah, for the most part.
Not for the most part. I want it 100% clear.
Okay. Okay, 100%.
It's 100% clear. I'll give you a minute of silence just to think through. Rabosai, it's not good for us to talk, and hope we're going to eventually fall into the right chat. You have to think it through. You have to think it through, and it has to be clear in your mind. You ready? Go ahead.
The batter was thick, but the result was not Kevin.
Where do you see that in this word, in those words?
Because it's, he says, Sha'afal pi shebli la sa'ava.
No. Who wants to tell me what Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha is? Well, you know, maybe I can say it one more time so that I make sure I'm not dismissing you without... Without understanding before. Go ahead, say it one more time.
You can have a case where the batter is thick,
right,
but the end result is not going to be ke'avin. And why is that? Why is that going to be
puter? You were fine.
Okay.
Baby's good. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah, beautiful. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah like this: V'im tomar afilu kishlo asa ke'avin. In the case of limudim, when he doesn't make it of him, am I puter? Why is he puter? The Gemara said that you're puter when it comes to limudim. Sharei Hoysa Blilasa Ava Mitfila started off as a Blila Ava. And we just got from saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you start a Blila Ava, you're going to be Chayiv. So why is Limudin Potter beautiful? It could be you said earlier, and I wasn't tuned in correctly. So, that's excellent. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha. Good. Way to go. Yeshlomar, continue on.
Yeshlomar, She'afal Pi She'blilasa Ava, even though it was.
So, Rabbeinu said the crunch is. Then he's asking, why is Limudin Potter? If it starts off, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, everything that starts off, Tchilaso Ava, so then why isn't Limudin is Potter? Continue. Go ahead.
Kevan Shelo Naasis Ledas Achila, El Lichrach Osa Beor, Vela Asos Mimedu Kutach, Lefichach Petura Dehachi Amrinan Beisas Aklavim, She'im Ein Haroim Oklin Osa, Petura Minachala, Afal Pishab Lilasa Ava. So he says that it, despite the fact that it was originally a thick batter, it was not made ladas achila for the intention of eating it like the way it is. Rather, you were going to scald it and then you were going to grind it into this dip, and therefore it's going to be pater, because we said in chala, in Maseches Chala, that this dough that's made for the dogs, that if the shepherds are not going to want to eat it, it's going to be considered pater from challah, even though the batter was originally thick. Kevan shelo na'asis la'achilas b'nei adam pater. Since it's not considered achilas b'nei adam, it's going to be exempt. Hachinami kevan shelo na'asis la'achilas derech pas pitura.
Good. What was the answer?
The answer was it needs to be fit for man to consume as bread.
Oh, even Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Chiloso Isa Vesofos of Ganin is Chayiv, that's only if his intention was to make it into real bread. But if in the beginning, when he starts off, what he wants is, he knows that he wants to make it into Limudin, then even Rabbeinu Tam holds Chiloso Isa is going to be Potur, because it wasn't made Kederech HaPas. It wasn't made kederech hapas. Rabosai, this creates a new variable that we haven't had up until now.
He says das.
Shalonasis l'das achila. You have to have das to eat it as bread. But if you already knew that you were going to eat it as part of a kutach, how could you call such a thing das for bread? Rabosak, this presentation of Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems to be Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, no? It seems to be Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, is Ramevin Yavan a hybrid of the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam. That is the following. The Rabbeinu Yonah is saying Rabbeinu Tam also takes Das into account. on the one hand, chilaso isa is chayiv, but if your das is to make it into a gutach, then you never had das to make it into bread at all. And that's called kilimudin. If that's called kilimudin, then halacha says that you're going to be potter in challah. Now, Rabosai, I want you to think about what is going to be the nafkimina between Rabbeinu Tam in the version of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos by us versus Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yona, and compare also what will be a nafkimina between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, I only have 5 minutes, but I want to leave you with more work for Shabbos. You have an in Shabbos. By the way, this is right up Rabbi Willig's alley, these sugyas. You at this, he's written on this, he talks a lot about this challah and Ketz Mevarchim, he's taught many times. So badger Rabbi Willig about this, okay? Don't leave him alone for a second. He's giving on it, share on this?
Maybe
you get him, give a share. But don't only ask him about women's issues and women covering their hair and long skirts and short skirts. You can ask him that too, for sure. But to ask him, make a little bit of learning. These people didn't become poskim just because they know how to make jokes about snius and women's issues. It's not the only part of Torah that exists. So let's continue on. We have exactly 4 minutes. Umizah hatam yesh lahatir. It's an announcement here. Ishkoyah from you. Thank you. Umizah hatam yesh lahatir chute abotzek shenikroin biloshen amishneh itriya. For this reason, he says, the halacha is that itriya is going to be potter. Virumaizelish. What's virumaizelish? Do we have that in Tosas? Rumaishish. It sounds to me to be the same thing, no? Yuvlayish. The Bach says Yuvlayish. Ay, ay, ay. What are they? They're chute habotzik. What are these chute habotzik? It sounds to me very similar to the Rumaishish of Tosas. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and these are potter from challah, based on what I just said. Why are they potter from challah? Why are noodles potter from challah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah? What's that? He never had das to make it into pas. Does Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos agree or disagree with this shita? He agrees. Vermayish, Rabbeinu Tam says, is potter from challah. But there are two different reasons. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the reason why you're potter is because he didn't intend to make it into lechem. According to Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosfos, why is it? Because does have Torah lechem. Who could explain? Rabbeinu said, if you can't dance from this, then there's nothing in the world that will make you dance. Who could tell me? Masking me, did you know? Who could tell me? Who could tell me, Rabosai? I'm serious. Who could tell me why Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitaso and Rabbeinu Yon is Lishitaso? Aside from this nafkamina, Rabbeinu Tam says, why did Rabbeinu Tam say for Mayish is Potter? Because it doesn't have Torah Lechem. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah hold that you're Potter? Because it does. I don't know whether, maybe we should give you time to dance on this, to work on it. This is so gishmak. It dawned on me. It hit me like a ton of bricks at 11:35. I'm not hiding away because I don't want to be with you. I'm hiding away because I need to be masbir for you well, what's going on. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Tam, this mamish is deserving of a tremendous rikud. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Tam is like this. They're lishitasa. Rabbeinu Tam says, what is the definition? What did Rabbeinu Tam tell us? The Bali Tosfos. I'm called the Bali Tosfos. On Lamed Zayin of Abayz Din Ramaskal Omar Rava, what does he say is Mafkia? Chala? Tor Lechem. Rabbeinu Yonah is Cholik. Rabbeinu Yonah holds what? Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Tor Lechem is still Chayim and Chal, even if it doesn't have Tor Lechem as Vitzak Isaias. So why is it Potter over here? The reason why it's Potter over here has got to be a different reason. He holds a das. It's l'shitasa. Next week, Be'ezer Hashem, we have to cheshva more and more about what the Shita Rabbeinu is saying. Everybody follow what I'm saying? Is that misameach? two deis and what Rabbeinu Tam said filtered from the experiential of the school of the French Baalei Tosfos versus the school. You have to put this in modern because otherwise it's not good, right? Only if I say in filtered through the perspective of Rabbeinu Yonah of Gerona in the experiential of the city of Gerona, then it came to a different understanding. And that relates to how they look at the structure of bread, which might relate to many other issues as well. Rabosai, there's a piece of Hasidus that I think is probably the most important piece of Hasidus for our generation. He was passed this around. This week's Parsha.